Hello and welcome to night number 18 of 31 Nights of Fright, year 2, the sequel. And for all of you who do not know by now, my name is Adam and I'll be your host. Alright, so here we go. We talked about Critters 1 and 2 already. And, well, sadly, this is when the franchise starts to go downhill. We never truly got a sequel that measured up to, I guess, the first and the second entry in the series. Instead, we kind of got mediocrity going forward. This is director Christine Peterson's 1991 direct-to-video Critters 3. So from the very start of Critters 3, you know you're watching a direct-to-video film. This movie definitely has a lower budget feel to it. Also, the acting is not very good in this one. Granted, I'm not watching a Critters film for great acting. However, all of the actors involved just don't carry the movie very well, if that makes sense. At least we did get Don Keith Opper back as Charlie for, I guess, a slight cameo at the very beginning and very end of the film. And also, you do have Terrence Mann back as Ugg, again, only at the very end of the movie. So, Critters 3 is basically what I was talking about in the last one, Critters 2. This is not a direct follow-up. Instead, this is just kind of a story that's involving the Critters. There's no real ties to the original film, other than the fact that you have Charlie looking for a critter, and also the movie does one thing a movie should never do, and that's showing flashback scenes from previous entries in the series. It's usually a very cheap way to fill some time, and I get that that's probably what they were doing here. Why they decided to show flashback scenes with Charlie describing stuff, I have no idea. We didn't need that, and it could have easily been cut. And I don't know if it was supposed to remind people of why they liked the first Critters film. But I do know that if a movie does such a thing, such as like the Evil Dead films, at least they did it to drive the story forward. And they only did it at the very beginning of the movie. And they didn't do that here, and most movies don't. Instead, what they do is just try to fill that time. They can eke out another 5 to 10 minutes showing these flashback scenes, and it ruins the pacing of the movie, even if it's at the very start of the film. It's much easier for me to digest flashback scenes if they're either different or if they actually go and try to show us something different that we didn't see before. They don't do that here. And it's after the movie has already started, so it's just not a good way to begin a movie. But anyway, back to the movie itself. The movie itself is still kind of fun in some ways. It's definitely one of the weaker entries. I would say the Critters 3 might be the worst one, but then again, we did get Critters A New Binge, and that's easily the worst thing that was involving the characters of the Critters themselves. The main story here actually has a little bit more plot, I guess, than the second film. It's a widowed father who tries to keep getting away from everything by taking trips with his children. And when they arrive home, well, sure enough, all hell breaks loose with the Critters. And that's pretty much it. So they did try to inject some family drama into it, such as the daughter coping with it, as well as the father trying to cope with the grief of the loss of his wife. However, everything is definitely underwritten here, so you're not going to get any kind of emotional value out of any of this. The special effects are still done here by the Chiodo brothers, and that's one of the best things about it, again, is the special effects themselves. It actually kind of helps save the movie a little bit because it still keeps things fun, even though they went and upped the comedy even more from the second one. Definitely showing that Gremlins influence even more here. The movie is still PG-13, however, it definitely feels like a PG-rated affair. The movie doesn't really have a lot of the gore or anything from the other ones, and so it's kind of like a kid or family version of Critters. So what's strange about this one is that you could easily skip the first two and just watch this one. not really have any knowledge of the first or second one. And sure enough, you could probably still have fun with it, but it definitely fits with that you could watch it with your family type of horror film. And I'm sure anybody with any kind of film knowledge is probably wondering when I'm going to get to the fact that this was Leonardo DiCaprio's first role in a film, which is kind of funny that we got him in an Oscar-winning movie a few years later. I guess, what, about 6 years after the fact? But here, I guess he's okay as almost a abused child. His stepfather kind of abuses him a little bit, and the worst part about it is that, again, it's something that's underwritten, so you're not really going to take a lot from it or really feel any kind of emotion towards this one way or another. So with everything I said about the movie, it sounds like I'm pretty negative on it, and that's true, I am. This is a movie that I don't watch very often. I definitely choose the first two over Critters 3 and 4, and then even the later stuff that we got within the last year. However, if you're a fan of the series, if you did enjoy the first two, you could probably watch the third one and the fourth one and still enjoy it a little bit. It's definitely fun, but not nearly as much fun as the first two. It definitely has that feel of direct-to-video-ness about it. It feels very small scale compared to the other ones. And I think that's probably driven home by the fact that we don't have very many set pieces. The entire film is set with inside an apartment building or a housing building. And really, I guess they did the best they could as far as working within the budget constraints. I think a lot of the budget probably went towards the critters' effects, and that's definitely apparent in this film, because the critters, again, do not look cheap at all. But with that being said, the entire movie has a cheap look and feel to it. So I'm definitely going to say that this is going to be only for fans, this film. Or if you want to show your kids a movie that's not going to scare them too much, this would definitely fit the bill as well. But with that, I think I'm going to close out tonight's episode. As a reminder, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Adam_analyzes. Also AdamAnalyzes.com. And just a reminder, we do have our contest still running. All you have to do is tag two friends on the picture on either the Adam Analyzes or the Inner Honest Opinion Instagram, and you're entered. The contest ends on October 30th, and we will be drawing a random user from whoever tags two friends. But anyway, good night.